Over a period of about 7 years, the numbers of Gardaí and Donegal fell from 488 to 387, which is 1 in 5 less Gardaí. At that time, I made a case, and now to my amazement, when I learned of the 145 student Gardaí who passed out during the month of November, that not one of those was sent to Donegal. This isn't good enough. I believe that the old and vulnerable in rural areas, in particular in Donegal, they're living in fear. And I think a very clear signal of the government's intention would be to send a number of those 145 to Donegal. I will be pressurising the minister and the commissioner now to ensure that when the next group pass out, that Donegal will receive more than its fair share, so that we can be up to the standard, the numbers of some years ago. So I simply am saying to the government, they need to put in place a 3-year rolling programme whereby Garda numbers will be restored to
It's hard to imagine how senior Gardaí within the county and in other counties can plan for the future when there doesn't seem to be any plans in place as it relates to numbers.
Yeah, it makes it very difficult for those, and I'm sure, I have no doubt, but the senior Gardaí in Donegal, I'm sure they made a case to the commissioner in support of additional Gardaí for Donegal, but the commissioner, who would have overall responsibility, seems to have dismissed any case that was made, but I will be in the early new year making a strong case and will be in contact with the commissioner.